hyper-responsiveness to the use of ESAs does contribute greatly to these burdens. We've known for quite some time that a poor response to the use of ESAs is associated with higher risks of both mortality and morbidity. We also know that the increasing use of higher and higher doses of ESAs is a typical pathway forward to treat the hyporesponder. Hyperresponsiveness to ESAs probably is present in at least 25 to 35% of patients that are currently treated with chronic kidney disease in both the non-dialysis dependent and the dialysis dependent groups. And as I noted, the use of these higher doses of ESAs initially to try to target normal hemoglobin levels. But following much of the data that came out in the late 1990s and early and mid-2000s to simply target lower hemoglobin levels was associated with risks of hypertension, seizures, thrombosis, stroke, and heart failure. In addition, and perhaps more striking, was an increase in the mortality risk that appeared to be independent of the target hemoglobin level. This was shown in several studies. The first, of course, was the normal hematocrit study from the 1990s, and this was followed in the 2000s by three successive studies, the CHOIR, CREATE, and TREAT studies that are likely well known to all of you. These studies had significant numbers of patients, with the exception of the CREATE, which was approximately 603 patients. All of the others were over 1,000, and the TREAT had over 4,000 patients. Our paradigm to treat these patients has typically been to try to continue to push higher doses of ESAs, along with trying to push more and more iron. And this, of course, has been associated with what I've just mentioned. Now, one last comment. This was all impacted by the FDA and CMS, particularly in 2011, with three events. The first in June of that year January of that year was the release of the dialysis prospective payment system, which for the first time incorporated payment for the use of ESAs with payment for the dialysis itself. This was followed in June by the black box warning issued by our FDA that you all are, know very well, and followed the next month in July by the QIP, which removed one of the original three measures, which was the hemoglobin floor of 10 gram per deciliter.